Hey, what's up? Welcome to another episode of Walk and Talk. I'm Adam, one of your teachers from Fluency Academy. These Walk and Talk episodes are here so that we can help you improve your English a little more every day while you do your own thing. So I'm really glad you're here and I hope you enjoy learning something new. We're going to study a dialogue to learn some vocabulary and some pronunciation tips. But before we get into today's dialogue, remember that you can read it all as well as some extra content on our portal, fluencytv.com. Make sure you check it out. To practice your pronunciation here with me, you need to use your loud voice, okay? You have to hear yourself. So grab some water and speak up every time you hear this sound. Don't be shy. We're in this together, so I'll be here explaining structures and pronunciation details. Cool? Today, the dialogue is between a mom and her son, Kelly and Bob, about what one of them did yesterday. Try to listen to how Kelly found out. Are you ready? Come on, listen up.
Sweetheart, are you okay? It seems like you have a hangover.
Nah, I just had a few drinks with my friends last night.
Just a few? I know what you did last night, young man.
What?
You sang Madonna at the karaoke. You danced Macarena, and later you proposed to an officer.
How do you know all that?
You posted everything on Facebook while you were doing it.
Okay, and who was with Bob? Let's listen one more time.
Sweetheart, are you okay? It seems like you have a hangover.
Nah, I just had a few drinks with my friends last night.
Just a few? I know what you did last night, young man.
What?
You sang Madonna at the karaoke. You danced Macarena, and later you proposed to an officer.
How do you know all that?
You posted everything on Facebook while you were doing it.
Okay, let's do it. Kelly starts out saying, "Sweetheart, are you okay? It seems like you have a hangover." Sweetheart is one of the most common ways you can call your loved ones. Say it with me, sweetheart. Sweetheart. Are you okay? Sweetheart, are you okay? Again, sweetheart, are you okay? In the next part, when she says, "it seems like," she is expressing that what she is seeing and hearing in that moment is giving her that impression. Let's say it. Come on. It seems like you have a hangover. A hangover. It seems like you have a hangover. So, Kelly has the impression that Bob has a hangover. Do you know what a hangover is? A hangover is what happens when you drink a lot and you feel sick. Maybe get a bad headache and an upset stomach. If you've had it, you'll never forget it. It's tough. So, what do you get when you drink too much? A hangover. You may also know the word hungover that starts with H-U and not H-A like the word in our dialogue. Hungover with a U is a different word. And it's an adjective, so we use it to describe someone who has a hangover. You can say, Bob is hungover, or Bob has a hangover. See the difference? Repeat. Bob is hungover. Nice. And the other option? Bob has a hangover. So, if you're talking about yourself, that you were sick from drinking yesterday, you could either say, I was hungover yesterday, I was hungover yesterday, or you could say, I had a hangover yesterday. I had a hangover yesterday. Okay, now let's get back to the dialogue and say it all again before moving on. Repeat. Sweetheart, are you okay? It seems like you have a hangover. Nice work. Bob replies with, Nah, I just had a few drinks with my friends last night. Just a few means only some, not many. Repeat. Nah. I just had a few drinks. Nah, I just had a few drinks with my friends last night. With my friends last night. Nah, I just had a few drinks with my friends last night. That was a bit long, but you can do it. Come on, take a deep breath. Nah, I just had a few drinks with my friends last night. Our character Kelly is smart and she knows the truth. So she just says, a few? I know what you did last night, young man. You can't fool Kelly, Bob. Repeat with me. Just a few? Just a few? Just a few? I know what you did last night. I know what you did last night. I know what you did last night. Young man. Young man, I know what you did last night, young man. Young man or young woman is a way parents or family members call children and teenagers when they do something wrong and are in trouble. Say it again. I know what you did last night, young man. Nice work. Bob pretends he doesn't know what is happening. He just asks, what? Repeat, what? And Kelly, the mom, gives him a list of everything she knows. She says, you sang Madonna at the karaoke. You danced Macarena, and later you proposed to an officer. Wow, that sounds like a crazy night. Here we have a lot of verbs in the past form. And the first one is irregular. The past of sing is sang. Repeat. You sang Madonna at the karaoke. Peculiar pronunciation, right? I'm going to say it more slowly. Karaoke. Karaoke. You sang Madonna at the karaoke. And the next verb is a regular one. Dance in the past is danced. Repeat. You danced Macarena. You danced Macarena. You sang Madonna at the karaoke. You danced Macarena. One more time. Deep breath. You sang Madonna at the karaoke. You danced Macarena. And the last verb, propose, which means to ask a person to marry you. It's also regular, proposed. So yes, Bob was so drunk that he asked a police officer to marry him. That's not something you see every day. Let's say it. Repeat. And later, you proposed. And later, you proposed to an officer. And later, you proposed to an officer. And later, you proposed to an officer. Ooh, I think Bob is in trouble. But before saying anything, he asks, how do you know all that? He wants to know where his mom got this information. Repeat after me. How do you know? How do you know all that? How do you know all that? One more time. How do you know all that? And finally, let's find out where his mom got the info. She replies saying, "You posted everything on Facebook while you were doing it." Well, that explains it. Bob was drunk posting everything he was doing. That means everybody knows about it now. Let's repeat. You posted everything on Facebook. You posted everything on Facebook. Watch out for the pronunciation of Facebook. You posted everything on Facebook while you were doing it. While you were doing it. You posted everything on Facebook while you were doing it. While means simultaneously, at the same time. Say it with me one last time to finish off the dialogue. You posted everything on Facebook while you were doing it. Awesome work. That was a long one, but we are done. It's time to listen to the dialogue for the last time. Listen up.
Sweetheart, are you okay? It seems like you have a hangover.
Nah, I just had a few drinks with my friends last night.
Just a few? I know what you did last night, young man.
What?
You sang Madonna at the karaoke. You danced Macarena, and later you proposed to an officer.
How do you know all that?
You posted everything on Facebook while you were doing it.
Nice. So was the dialogue easier to understand this time? Thanks for reaching the end of the episode with me. You're the best. I really recommend that you read the whole dialogue and take a look at the extra content on our portal. Cool? Well, that's it for now. Thanks again for joining me. I hope you have a good week. See you next time.